Mark Halliday has a couple of his poems to read for us. The first is about how time and people move through our lives.
64 Elm Grove. I was there. That was me. There I was in the gray light. That day slipped like a raft on the Susquehanna, like a raft on the Shenandoah, sliding a little sideways like an old raft of worn boards on the Housatonic. At the kitchen sink I stood seeing yellow-brown grass matted in the backyard of 64 Elm Grove, and time passed. Jessica traveled emphatically down the hall in her boots, defying various fears. Happiness turned on its old famous wheel till odd silence and sad little touches took its place. There was that tangle of wet colors in the autumn yard, and then I was gone. Jessica was long gone, and my U-Haul truck trembled with fear of change. I am not at all a Hindu. I've never been a Hindu. I want to keep things. What I can't lose is the feeling that things are taken away because I haven't understood the right way to hold them close. If you love me, Jessica said, you have to let me grow. And I guess I did. And there was gray light in the kitchen. On the round table there were white coffee mugs till the whole house floated fast down river. Till I stand now staring as if through a kitchen window at yellow-brown grass, as if staring could reassemble what was tangled and then became a runaway raft so easily, as if the white mugs and the piano and the wine-stained rug and how Jessica walked had not been worth keeping. I'm often troubled by the feeling of life being too big in the present, too many lives being led around me. Here's a poem in which I try to console myself about that, by reminding myself that the same thing must have been true for someone living 60 years ago. Already in 1927. Summer night in quiet, level suburban streets. Lights still on in two out of three houses. Five small green lights edge the driveway of a brick house two doors down. Cold lights in the warm, dark air. Hundreds of lives within three blocks. Persons who look away. And this is only one modest suburb in North Carolina or Connecticut. Too many persons who are looking away from you. But what about 1927? Then, too, lamps burned in thousands of windows within a few miles and were seen through the thick of summer night, meaning lives, averted, oblivious, unreachable. A boy and a girl said goodnight at the door, and from her window she watched him walk away into the ripe darkness of June 1927. She felt his steps leading to a city job and other girls, girls with expensive hats. She felt so small, lost, and so small. She sat in her bed for 20 minutes. Then she tied a paisley kerchief in her hair and washed her face and read a novel by Hardy and grew up and married a partly good man. She survived the infinity of 1927. Since already in 1927 the problem was present with all ingredients, the steps fading, lamplight cold in the warm air on this block and the next block. So, it's an old condition. The liquid darkness and voices from the far side of the playground. Newspaper on the Davenport filled with unromantic activity. What Coolidge said about aid to farmers. Already in 1927, you had to pass through squares of darkness and small circles of yellow light, alone. My father, for instance, was 13. He shut the back door and climbed the creaky stairs, making plans.
Mark Halliday's collection of poems, Little Star, is published by William Morrow. I'm Terry Gross.